You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The NFL's dominating the headlines today. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. 106.7 The Fan. You can vote on Redskins Survivor right now, and for the remaining 25 or so minutes left before we make the big announcement as to who's getting booted off the island at the end of the show, go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Let's bounce around the league. I'm going to start Dateline Pittsburgh. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting Martavis Bryant has been told he will be part of the Steelers' Week 10 game plan. Via Roto World, Pittsburgh on a bye week. Bryant will apparently be reintegrated into the offense following his break, which was mandated by the team.
By how petulant and whiny he was, and he was ticked off after a win, mind you, was annoyed that he didn't have much role and mouthed off, and they basically said, yeah, you're just going to be in street clothes for this game.
We just talked to Chris Russell. He said maybe the Redskins should go after Martavis Bryant. Reports right now are that the Steelers do not want to trade him. He has another year left on his contract. Juju Smith-Schuster has played really well without him, which makes it more likely that they could pick up the phone and call to see if anybody wants Bryant. Smith-Schuster had a 97-yard touchdown and a nearly 200-yard performance this past week while Bryant was deactivated. He's going to be the number two receiver the rest of the way, you would think, and Bryant's going to be fighting for scraps behind him on the depth chart.
Biggest news in the sport is probably, I mean, there are a couple trades that happened. Dwayne Brown of the Houston Texans moves to Seattle. They could remember he held out in the offseason. They couldn't get a contract done. He was disgruntled with the Houston Texans. They get themselves back a corner to help them there. I think a draft pick went along as well, but
also
that's an upgrade for Seattle.
Also the most outspoken player against their owner.
Yeah.
He's been very outspoken after their owner came out and said he didn't want the inmates to run the prison. And to the point where after the game, after they all had their show of unity, they basically referred all questions to him in the locker room post-game, said he's the only guy that's going to address this, and then they traded him.
Yeah, that is something. The guy that was, he was in Seattle with Houston and will now head back to Seattle. That's a major story. But the biggest deal that happened in the sport is the sexiest name in the industry, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's got the small sample size blessing, the Matt Flynn's of the world, the Nick Foles of the world, the you could pick your A.J. Feely's, guys that starred for a brief amount of time before people figured out what was wrong with them. His value will never be higher, traded to the 49ers for a second-round pick. No guarantee he signs there, although you would think there is some sort of skeleton of a deal in place with the idea that they could sign him. Otherwise, you don't make that deal. But there are no backup quarterbacks. I say again, there are no backup quarterbacks in New England right now.
Fantasy implications here. Ears perk up. ArizonaCardinals.com. GM non-committal on David Johnson returning.
Oh, man.
I have him in two leagues. This is backbreaking if, in fact, he doesn't return. The Cardinals GM is Steve Keim. He did not commit to David Johnson being back from injured reserve from his wrist anytime in the near future. Keim said the running back's doing well in his rehab, but added, quote, "We will continue to monitor to see if he can come back this season," end quote. That was not what we originally heard. This was supposed to be a couple of months. He'd be back for the second half of the year, maybe the last third of the season. Now the quote from the GM is, "We're going to see if we can get him back this year." Well, that is not the way I drew it up when I took him first overall in my draft.
Yeah, I've got a couple of leagues that are Ken Boned because of that very thing. The quarterback controversy is a new one in Denver. Their quarterback play is awful. Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, none are good enough. A tremendous defense is being squandered. John Elway, who is really good at his job, overestimated their chances on this one. He thought their defense would be so good, they'd be able to hand it off a couple times, have a quarterback make a couple plays. It's cost them a number of games. I don't know if they win that game last night with good quarterback play. I know this, it's not good enough. And that defense is great. The offense now is in shambles. I don't know the answers in that locker room. And Denver is a place that I could certainly see a free agent quarterback having as a potential destination. They want to wipe the slate clean. I can't think of anybody who may be available after this season, no matter how hard I try.
Colts are working out quarterbacks this week. They worked out Matt Barkley and Matt McGloin. Also, Josh Johnson, the former Giant and Buck. Connor Shaw, the former Cleveland Brown. Workouts coinciding with Andrew Luck seeking a second opinion on his injured shoulder. Does not sound like he's coming back anytime soon. Jacoby Brissett, Scott Tolzien are on their depth chart right now. You wouldn't think any of the guys they sign are going to push for playing time this year, but they're not going to play Tolzien again after what you saw from him in week one.
Oh, it was wretched.
So if something were to happen to Brissett, I can't imagine they would just punt on the rest of the year and play Tolzien. So Barkley, remember, played for the Bears, put up okay numbers, had a lot of picks late last year. McGoin, Johnson, Shaw, all going to be in the mix to get a gig in Indianapolis if, in fact, they get bad news on Andrew Luck.
So remember, that AFC South is wretched. I mean, I know Indy's 2-6, but they're not out of it yet, I guess. It's a crazy thing to be able to say. The biggest deal of the day, obviously, is Zeke Elliott's suspension. At least is back in for now. I know that there is an appeal that can still happen. Again, it is dizzying. The legal terminology is going back and forth like a badminton court. I don't like any of it. I know this. A federal judge denied the NFL Players Association's request for a preliminary injunction. There's that word. In the Zeke Elliott case on Monday, it means the Cowboys running back 6-game suspension will be reinstated. Unless something changes, Chris Broussard style, the suspension will start this weekend. That's the best I can understand it at this point. Again, there's still appeals, and you could go to the Supreme Court somehow if they're willing to hear the case, but it sounds like there's very little he can do to get it lifted before this coming Sunday. So Zeke suspended for the Cowboys.
I'm going to make a prediction here based on this news out of Dallas. Jerry Jones, because why wouldn't the owner make this announcement, says that Alfred Morris is going to be the number one back when Ezekiel Elliott's suspension begins, whenever that is. Alfred Morris over Darren McFadden. First of all, what did Darren McFadden do to fall out of favor to the point where he can't be activated, doesn't get any touches, and Alfred Morris, who is 3 yards at a time as a running back, is ahead of you on the depth chart? I don't really get that. All I know is that Darren McFadden was a 1,000-yard back the last time he got a chance behind that offensive line.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, the guy that I would look out for there, because I don't think Morris is going to run as well as maybe the anticipation is, Rod Smith. Where's number 45?
Oh, Rod Smith.
Jalen Smith's brother. A big guy, man, and he can play. I would not be shocked if by the end of the year he takes over as the best fantasy back in Dallas's backfield if Ezekiel Elliott's still suspended.
It'll be more committee-ish, I think, than it is right now at that moment. One last quick story from New England. They've had a number of receivers banged up. As you know, Rob Gronkowski's always kind of in and out of the lineup doing the hokey-pokey. Chris Hogan will avoid a major injury. Left the game in a scary way. The former lacrosse player at Penn State University, who has starred for them at times, injury not expected to be too serious. May miss some time still, but avoid shoulder surgery.
Chris Hogan, pretty good player.
He's a good player, man.
And better because he's in New England and Tom Brady's throwing him the football, but he's turned himself into a solid wide receiver. Last thing I got for you, Eagles, Lanjay Ajayi. This happened this morning. In case you're just jumping in the car, haven't been plugged in on football, had some meetings at the office. The Eagles bringing in the Dolphins running back in exchange for a 4th-round pick. Presumably he will start. He and LeGarrette Blount will carry the mail. They can still chuck the ball out of the backfield to guys like Wendell Smallwood if they want to. But they got two meaty ball carriers who can run between the tackles. In talking to a couple people, including getting a text from somebody with some knowledge on Ajayi behind the scenes, apparently he's got some bone-on-bone knee problems
knee stuff,
going
man.
On. And there is a lot of concern in Miami about that. Now, I don't know that the term microfracture has been thrown around. I don't think we're there yet. But anytime you hear bone-on-bone with a guy at that position,
it's a matter of time.
Teams get scared. And the Dolphins have. The Eagles said, well, it's only a 4th-round pick, and he can probably help us a lot this season. We're the best team in the NFC. We got a chance to get to a Super Bowl. Why not? So I think this could end up being a win-win for both sides, depending on what happens with Ajayi in the next couple of seasons. And there you go, your trip around the NFL on what has been a busy day. It's the trade deadline, Danny. We got a half hour left in the show. Let's do this. You get to trade one Redskin. Who do you trade? And give us one realistic trade you would make if you were in charge of the Redskins for the next few hours ahead of the deadline. It's got to be realistic. Well, if it's not, we're going to tell you. 800-636-1067. What Redskin would you try to trade, and what would you try to get back for them? We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.